Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table.
A podcast where fall is upon us.
Oh, I'm so ready.
I'm beyond ready. I'm speaking it into existence.
Oh, yes.
I'm trying to get that cool breeze a-blowing.
I literally had a thought today that I started to not tweet, but rather put on Facebook.
Oh, my.
Well, I know. where I started to say, I just want to be sitting outside in 60-degree weather.
Absolutely.
In a hoodie.
Yes.
That's what I want.
I want that.
I want
maybe
that.
A nice little crisp fire.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
With some
s'mores? I love Benson.
I love Benson. I am Cody.
I am Tyler.
And we're your friends.
That's true. Yeah, I'm sorry to get back on it, but I'm really ready for fall. It's been hot.
Well, you saw the fall decorations.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. Sarah is also trying to get it out into existence by decorating for fall. It's August.
It's August.
But that's at the time of this recording.
It's like if we just talk about it and just maybe start decorating.
Maybe, there's power in the ooh, there's life ha. And death in
yes,
the power
Lord.
Of the tongue.
Hey. Well, speaking of life and death, we are here. I would like to thank the Lord for His goodness.
He is
brother
wonderful.
Tyler
He's
and
a
I. Yes, He is. Brother Tyler and I and Sarah.
Yep.
All three.
And like 90% of Mississippi.
Yeah. We fell victim to the Rona.
Boo.
At the same time. We are going to do an episode and talk about our experience. But now is not that time.
But we just wanted to let you know in case you hear wheezing or coughing or anything like that.
We're still recovering.
Right.
We've got some stuff we're still
it's
trying to get
It's not just
over.
Because we're overweight.
Right. However, that does not help
at
all.
Exactly.
But we got a good show lined up for you today. It feels good to be back in the hot seat. Mm-hmm. So without further ado.
Let's do this.
Never Have I Ever.
Brother.
Oh, my.
Today on Never Have I Ever, I am going to give you a scenario in which I may or may not have.
Evered.
Evered. Exactly. And you will tell me if you have evered or not.
Well, I have evered, but have I done this?
Right. Well, we shall see. Cody, never have I ever fallen asleep while driving.
Ooh. Well, first of all, you have a famous story.
100% have. I'm pretty sure I've talked about it on the podcast, but I wanted to like.
So here's the thing. You,
this is it.
Well, you have for sure talked about it.
Yes.
Because it's a terrible, tragic
story. It's a terrible story.
So here's what's happened. I have not like fallen asleep and stayed asleep and like sleep driven. I have like dozed off at the wheel before. And then like, you know.
Nice. I don't know why I said that. Just reactionary commentary.
I have dozed off at the wheel and,
nice.
And then been like, yeah, good job, good Cody, job. Falling asleep at the wheel.
Right, Lord.
One should never drive while drowsy.
Yes.
But that happened to me. They're usually,
you know how to keep from being drowsy while you're driving? Yeah. Put on an episode of The Table.
That'll help you. Unless it's about Tyler talking about
Lord. Or if it's like a serious episode.
Yeah. Where our voices get a little bit lower. We get a little closer to the mic. And it's like.
We're just like, you know, you what know. I what really just. You
know. And food.
Oh, Lord.
No. So I do remember specifically probably one of the worst times that happened is, you know, on I-10, that really long bridge that goes by the shipyard stuff. I was on my way to the radio station. I used to work Sunday morning shift. I had to be in Ocean Springs on the air at 6.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, I'm not a morning person, as you know.
Right.
But, man, I remember one morning specifically on my way, I had not slept good. I feel tired as I talk about this.
Sorry.
I was so sleepy that I just started kind of
sweeping.
Ooh. And I'm on this bridge and I had the moment of like
oh that. I hate that.
Yeah. And like, then I was super awake after that.
At least for the next like 10 minutes.
Yeah. And it was a long day. It made for a really long day.
So I'm going to quickly tell the story, but I have more information because I technically have not fallen asleep while driving.
This is true.
I have fallen asleep and then drove.
And then while sleeping.
Right.
Which would be probably illegal.
Right, exactly. Well, it's not that I exactly chose to do that. I had worked like 12 hours as a, 16, 17-year-old?
Somewhere around there.
And I was not used to that. And it was like 11 o'clock at night, waiting for my sister to get off work. Went to sleep. in the car, woke up at my house and my mom screaming at me.
Yeah.
Not good. I remember being, I remember glimpses of speeding at like 90 over railroad tracks and like running stop signs and stoplights and stuff. It's by the grace of God I made it home without.
Literally exclusively the grace of God.
Well, it was also 11 o'clock at night, so there was like no traffic in Loosedale.
Which is helpful.
Right. I remember my sister called me and was like, why are you leaving? Like, but I didn't answer because I was asleep. She just saw me get like put it in just reverse and drive away just without
trying
her.
To have a nice time, just trying to sleep and drive.
Right. But recently I have like, I was feeling really sick. Well, obviously.
Right.
We had. And I was on my way home and like, I don't know what it was, but I almost fell asleep on the way home. Like,
really?
Like I was like, it was just bad, bad. Like I've had moments where I've drove home late. It'll be like 1 a.m. or something like that. And I'll be like trying to stay awake while driving. This was like, I don't know.
Did you hit a deer and it lived?
No, it wasn't that time. But
not again, huh?
Right, not again. But this was like I just,
oh, there it is.
Like I was like late. Like I don't know if I'm very, very surprised I did not fully fall asleep.
That's a miserable feeling too.
It was so bad.
Like, that feeling of like when you're driving. Here's the thing: is when it's one thing when like if you're just out and about and it's like,
yeah,
I'm gonna go back to the hotel. But when like you're trying to get home and like you have to be driving. And you're tired.
And not only that, and sick on top of that. Yeah,
and sick. And then sick with, like, what you have.
Yeah.
Ooh. Lord. What a terrible. I'm literally, I could lay in this floor right now and go to sleep because I'm just thinking about
it. On my way home today on the phone, and I was just, like, yawning nonstop. And I had to be like, I'm sorry.
So
like,
sorry. I'm just, yeah. Well, and what's funny is it's like when you're on the phone and you're yawning, you feel an obligation to continue to try to speak.
Right.
Because I'm on the phone, but you're not being helpful, man.
Nope, nope, nope. But no, I have not fallen asleep while driving.
Well, that's helpful.
Let us know if you fall asleep while driving.
Tyler, because of the current state of my preparedness,
okay,
I would like for you to go first.
I will 100% go first. Great. I am ready. We actually may end up talking about this for a while.
Is fine.
We may end up talking about this for like 5 minutes, but I feel like that's not going to be the case because I feel like we both have a lot to say.
Oh,
we've touched on this a little bit, I'm sure, in certain aspects throughout previous episodes. But Cody, today I want to talk to you about customer service.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's process our thoughts about it, good and bad.
Yeah.
Customer service, not thoughts. All right. Our thoughts are great.
Right. Well, of course. I mean, that goes without saying.
The first question I want to ask you is, how important is good customer service to you?
So here's the thing. As a consumer.
Yes.
Because we have both been in a position where we've also provided customer service.
Correct.
I'm speaking right now just as a consumer.
Mm-hmm.
I struggle sometimes, depending on where I'm at.
Yeah,
and the day I've had, yeah, where it's like, I acknowledge and really do accept that I deserve to be treated like a quality customer.
Right, or like a human.
Or a human, yes. But I also find trouble sometimes balancing, if they're going to mess up, it might as well be with me.
Right.
If someone's going to have a hard time, it might as well be me because it gives me an opportunity to show grace. And
yeah,
with all that being said, I really, really dislike bad customer service.
Yeah.
I feel like if you have went through life and have found yourself in a situation where you are now doing this job,
yeah,
you should do it well.
Right.
And you should do it well
with excellence
with everyone.
Yeah.
I really enjoy good, because I mean, really, your customer service experience can even like taint the product. Well,
and that's what I was going to say, like with the question with how important is good customer service to you is, how, I guess I should reword that to how strongly does bad customer service affect you? Like, would it keep you from going back to another place?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, it depends. It's like, we've mentioned on here before, we've had some bad customer service.
Yeah.
With like
restaurants.
With restaurants, and like specifically, we've been known to call out Popeyes and stuff like that. It's like, and God bless Pizza Hut, whenever we had Pizza Hut, you have to know.
We had night and day experiences, though.
We did, but it was also like we had friends who like hated going there, and it's like, look, you got to know
what you're going in.
I'm going to have a bad time.
I'm going to have a long wait. They might get my order wrong, but if it's right,
here
we go.
And when it does show up, it's going to be good. Now,
it may not come when you want it.
Oh,
but it's right on time.
And if you can go through that, like go through bad customer service and then ultimately have a good time with the product, that's one thing. What's bad is when you have a bad customer service experience and the product is bad.
Ooh, it's just like my tolerance level has decreased drastically.
You know, it's funny. This topic gets brought up because you may have noticed that earlier my wife and I were eating Wendy's.
Yes.
Yeah, we did not originally go to Wendy's.
Really?
We originally went to, God bless them, Taco Bell.
No.
And we had, like, Sarah texts me.
We almost stopped by Taco Bell.
Well, good thing you didn't, because nothing was ready. Everything was on hold. No. They were out of stuff.
I have a story about that.
So she texts me before I even got home from work today, was like, I would love Taco Bell after church.
Yes.
So, of course, it's like, great. Like, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Man, we get there, and she knew, like, she knew what she wanted. She wanted the
a rare occasion.
Right. She wanted the taco fry thing. What is it called?
It's taco fries.
Okay. So she wanted fries thing.
The nacho fries, but it's like a different, they're made a different style. But yes, continue. Right.
So she wanted that. They said, we're out of fries. Okay. Understandable.
And so, not understandable.
Well, but again, it's me. You know, I might as well be the one to have a bad time. So she's like, oh no. She's like, okay, well, you go ahead and order and I'll figure out what I want. I said, okay. So I started with my order. I was going to get a chicken quesadilla.
Rightfully so.
Extra creamy jalapeno sauce. She stops me. She says, our chicken is on hold right now.
No!
Tyler, I'm not going to lie. I did get a little snappy.
What do you have?
I literally said that.
I know. I just felt it in my spirit.
Bro, I'll tell you. It's not worth it because I immediately felt bad. But I said, because what I should have done was just been like, okay, well, can I get nacho cheese, Doritos, Locos Tacos?
Yeah.
But instead, I was like, what do you have?
No, I understand.
And then Sarah was like, you want to go somewhere else? And I said,
bye.
And I said, never mind. And then we left.
I'm dead.
And then I felt some shame. And I was like,
hide your face, like drama.
Well, the thing is that there was a long line. I'm like, she didn't see me. She's not gonna remember. I mean, she may recognize my very popular voice,
right?
But she's not gonna like know me.
Award nominated voice,
right? Let's not talk about that.
I literally went there the other day and was like, I had got changed together.
No.
You're
ready.
I'm ready. Like, I my account is empty. My gas tank, I have gas in there. Like, I was like, okay, everything is paid. Payday is like the end of this week. Let me get some change together. Let me go to Taco Bell.
Ooh.
Like, I am going to get a fiery Dorito Locos Tacos and a chicken flatbread taco. I'm ready. They have been so good to me. Even during quarantine, when my mom went and got me some stuff, she got me, and it was exactly what I wanted.
Oh, yes.
It tasted amazing. And so I was like, you know what? I want it. And I went and got change. I was counting quarters and dimes. I got like $5 worth of change together, okay?
Oh,
not a single dollar bill in there, all right? I'm driving there. This is after I get home at 6 o'clock, after a full day's worth of work. And then I clean my house for 2 hours.
Oh.
Cody, it is 8 o'clock at night, okay? It is 8:15, and I'm like, oh, I should go get something to eat. Like, I got my change together. I'm ready. I'm going to go get my tacos. My house is clean.
Yeah, it is.
I'm done with work.
Yeah, like,
I'm
just,
yes, this is what I've been looking for. This is what I've been waiting for. I get there. And I said, she said, you can order whenever you're ready. I said, I'm ready. I said, you know what I want? I want a fiery Dorito Locos taco. She said, we're currently out of those. Cody, I was distraught. I audibly reacted like what? I was just like, no. Literally, like, I could not hide.
And she didn't even say I'm sorry, did she?
She did. She thought I was hilarious. She's like, well, like, I can get you a nacho. I was like, absolutely not. I said I wanted a fiery Dorito. She's like, I'm currently out. I did get my chicken flatbread because they did have chicken, and then I got some nacho fries.
That must be nice,
right?
You got chicken and fries.
Yes, I did.
Baby, bo,
right?
Like chicken and fries.
But bro, even still, even though they had all the rest of that, and they made my order right, I added jalapenos to one of them and not the other. Like, all of that was right. Everything was relatively fresh, you know, all things considered. It was quick. But they didn't have my heart. And just, I don't know, man.
How was the customer service?
Well, it was great. She was so sweet. And that's what I'm saying. Like, but my heart was so set on that.
Yeah.
And so when they were out of stock of that, my heart just couldn't take it. I was visibly upset. I was like,
I understand.
I didn't like get mad or rude.
Well, of course not. You're not me. You're not going to say, what do you have?
No, there's been a couple times where we have, like, because they were out, weren't they out of beef one time when we went?
One time.
Like, well, yeah. And weren't they out of tortillas?
There was literally a season where they were just out of everything. They were out of tortillas.
Yeah.
They were out of beef. They were out of cheese.
We had to literally get like steak stuff.
I think they were
chicken.
Even out of tomatoes one time.
Yeah. Yeah. They were out of lettuce. I know for a fact. Yeah. Because I was like, what?
Well, at that point, it's unacceptable.
Right.
When you're out of lettuce, how am I supposed to eat this soft taco without my lettuce?
I got to have something to relieve the guilt.
Right, exactly.
I know we kind of got off on a tangent.
We got off on Taco Bell.
It's okay. So what makes bad customer service?
I'm going to tell you what makes bad customer service.
Like, because there's, I feel like there's certain levels
of
bad customer service. Because like that, to me, the bad part of that was just them being out of stock. That's just ill preparedness. But the customer service itself was great.
Well, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So to me, them being out of stock, that in itself is not bad customer service. It is a bad experience. But like you said, they were fine. They were working with what
their
they
manners,
had.
Yeah, their manners were great.
Yeah.
But like, do you consider customer service how the worker treats you or the overall service that you receive as a customer?
I consider customer service as the way that I am being treated.
I agree.
By the personnel.
Okay, so we're establishing that now for future reference.
Right. And then the overall experience
is
where everything gets taken
everything
into account.
Together, yeah.
It's like, look, had great
inventory.
Had great customer experience. Had a great customer service, but the overall experience was bad.
Yeah.
You can still have those two things and vice versa.
Yeah.
So with bad customer service, what was your question?
I was just saying, what makes bad customer service?
So what makes it bad is, first of all, any level, here's what I can't stand. Whenever I was growing up and working in my family's convenience store, they stressed to not only to me, but the point is they stressed it even to me that when customers are in the store, you are to behave a certain way.
Right.
You are to, you know, don't be talking about the problems with the store. Don't be talking about, you know, there's a level of professionalism that you are supposed to have. And so that was something that I respected.
Yeah.
I took it seriously. It was always yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. You treated the customer like a customer, not like they're just your buddy in there hanging out.
Yeah.
Even if it was your buddy, sometimes it's like, okay, right now you're the customer. I'm gonna ring you up. I'm gonna ask you, hey man, is there anything else I can get you? You know, that kind of thing. I cannot stand when I go into an establishment and they act like you're not a customer. Like, they act like that you are just not there. And they're talking about how Tina on the shift before didn't do what she was supposed to do.
Right.
And just, you know, just going on and on.
Yeah.
We spoke of my experience at Wingstop and like how we walked in and it was like we weren't even there. I can't stand that. Probably because, first of all, it's not fun, but probably because of I personally had training in that area.
Yeah.
You don't do that. And so I'm particularly sensitive to it. So that's the start. It's like when you are treating me like I'm just not even there and it doesn't matter. Like, you don't care that I hear your complaints about your manager.
Right.
That bothers me.
I agree with that. But I think I, for me personally, I subconsciously adjust my expectations for professionalism to based on the establishment. There are some places where I know like the McDonald's workers are not all going to be like, thank you for blah, 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 blah. Like, I understand there because they're hiring kids and teenagers and stuff. I do agree that you should definitely be mindful of, as a customer service employee, of what you're saying whenever a customer's there. Like, you can cut up. You can. You don't have to, yes, sir, me, whatever, whenever you're taking my order and all that. Like, I understand. But like you said, when it starts interfering with your, like, the actual exchange, that's when I'm like, okay, like, let's cool it. Like, I need to place an order. I've got, like, I could be super busy, you know?
Right.
Like, I'm here for fast food.
I am here for food, but I do want it quick.
Exactly, exactly. But what bothers me more than that is a lack of remorse when things go wrong.
Oh, yeah, indifference.
Yes.
Just general indifference.
There is a level, like there, you can be too apologetic, which we've talked about before.
Yeah.
Like, they like, okay, like, calm down. But, like, when you're indifferent entirely, like, when something just goes wrong, or just like stated, like, oh, yeah, no, we forgot to put your order in.
Sorry about that.
Not even that. Like, they're just like, it'll be another 30 minutes.
You're the 16th person like, this has happened to today.
Like, yeah, like I'm an inconvenience or something like that. Or like, you just don't
that care. Right there. When I feel like I'm an inconvenience
and I'm trying to provide an exchange of goods for a service.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is what irritates me. Cause I can deal with problems. I get it. Things happen.
Absolutely.
Things happen. Delays happen. I can even wait. I feel like I'm relatively patient when it comes to waiting for stuff. Like,
I agree
unless
with that.
Unless I'm in a rush, like I try to go in with a mindset of, okay, I'm here. Like, this is what I'm doing right now, you know?
Yeah.
Because as people that like to be early, I try not to plan something time sensitive
right
prior to events and stuff like that, you know. Mm-hmm. But if it's afterwards,
it's fine.
Yeah. I got nothing to do but just waste away.
Right. I got some time.
Right.
Just hang out a little while, you know.
But it's like when things are constantly going wrong, but they're not. They're just like whatever about it, or like they're still irritated with you and making you feel bad.
What? Let me ask you this:
like, this would have happened if you would have ordered it.
Rather that though, or would you rather them? Like, they pretend to apologize. Like, they try to act like they care, but they clearly do not care. What would you prefer?
I don't know. Because at least, to me, there's a certain level. I don't know. Is it like, because I guess I need some more clarifying factors. Is it like they're trying to be apologetic, but it's very clear that it's forced? Or is it like they're being almost sarcastic in their apology?
Not sarcastic, because I think we can both agree.
I'm sorry.
I think we can both agree that sarcasm and that
would not fly.
That's not acceptable.
These hands rated E for everybody.
but when it's like just say for example, I know we're harping on like fast food a lot, but
well,
we have a lot. We have a lot of experience there. If someone's like, "Sir, I'm so sorry, but we're out of blah blah blah,"
I would prefer that. Because there's a level of professionalism, like even though they're probably tired or irritated, or maybe they just genuinely don't care, that's fine. At least you are acknowledging that there is something that's wrong and you are trying, quote unquote, to be apologetic. But when you're just blatantly just don't like, care. Don't care, that's when I'm like, okay.
I feel that.
You go home.
Yeah.
Send me a manager.
Oh, my.
So what makes good customer service, in your opinion?
Good customer service, I'm going to go ahead and be honest with you, man. In today's world,
the bare minimum.
You can literally just put forth a little bit of effort and amazing. Be like a shining star.
Astounding.
I think about our friend at Pizza Hut.
That's literally the first person that came to my mind.
Like, that man.
Epitome of customer
that
service.
That man was attentive.
Yes.
He was kind.
Polite.
He was always, if something was wrong, he was, I felt
sincerely
apologetic. Yeah.
Absolutely.
He never made me feel.
I'd be thinking about him sometimes.
I'd be thinking about him too.
I'm like, he needs to go back into the fast food business.
I would love to run into him somewhere in town and
just
like
tell him.
Yeah, just be like, bro, I just want you to know, like,
you were the best.
You are the GOAT.
You were the waiter that we measure all other waiters by.
For sure. Like, and what's crazy is, like, you know, he's younger than we are. Like,
absolutely.
It's not like he's like this super experienced guy, but he put forth effort.
And honestly, this may just be an assumption, but like, I feel like there were some days where he very clearly did not want to be there, but nonetheless, his customer service was amazing.
Exactly.
Like, I could feel like I could see and or feel the tiredness around him.
But he'd never let it affect your experience as the customer.
Never. He always treated you like, hey, you guys, like, I'm here to take care of y'all.
Yeah.
Like, what can I get y'all? Like, I feel like he was one of the only waiters where we never had to get our own refills.
We didn't, because he was always there to take care of it.
That was a... that's almost a staple with Pizza Hut, though, honestly, for us.
Well, we knew that, though. Again, exactly. Again, it's like, look.
We got our own refills.
Get your own refills. In fact, if I recall correctly, and I'm pretty sure I do.
We did at Loosedale, too.
Oh, yeah, we did. Of course we did. We
walked back there like we owned the place.
Well, as much taxes as I paid there.
Oof, as much service as we gave them.
Right.
There.
I remember one time, though, whenever that guy, because you know how, like, on some, there were some Sunday nights where, like, everybody went
somehow
to Pizza Hut.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it was on one of those nights, and I remember the little room that we always got in being full, and the restaurant. I don't know, man. I'm so sorry.
I'm having like flashbacks.
I feel the nostalgia. I want Pizza Hut really bad.
I'm going to call Hattiesburg tomorrow and
you
see
need
if they're
to.
Open.
You need to, because we need to go.
Yeah.
But I remember this one night, it was just him and like one other girl.
Yep.
And I had got up to get my own refill, and he was like, oh, I can get that for you. So I'm like, no, my guy. I was like, you don't worry about me.
Yeah,
you worry, absolutely. You know, handle what you got. He's like, okay, are you sure? I'm like, yes, sir. And I remember that was the only time that I had to, I didn't even really have to.
We're just big and thirsty.
Right. It's like, well, first of all, this is my sixth glass of regular Pepsi at the time. And I've only been here for 5 minutes.
Right, exactly. Oh, man. No, but I never had a problem tipping him or anything like that. Like,
and that's another thing.
Ooh.
Like, you talking about, like, being a witness. And
look, I believe that you should always tip.
You should
But I'm not going to lie and say that my tip, like, if you give great customer service, your tip is going to be better than somebody who didn't.
I'm going to tell you this, Tyler. Cody Do It believes in tipping.
Yes, absolutely.
I subscribe, and I believe you do too.
Yes, I do.
I subscribe to the belief that if you are not able to tip,
you should not go.
You should not go. Yeah. I'm that serious about it.
I agree.
With that being said, there have been times. It's been very few and far between to, you know, give myself a little bit of credit. There have been times when the service was so bad that I had to just kind of break out the calculator because I didn't want to give a cent more than what was acceptable. You know?
Yeah. Oh, no. I believe in tipping, but there.
I'm a little sad that I admitted that. But
here's the thing. I'm going to be right there with you. We're just being honest. We don't actively seek out opportunities to do this.
No.
But there's been like, I remember one time specifically, I don't remember the restaurant. I just remember being so upset and having such a bad time that I probably tipped less than 10%.
Really?
But I mean, I still left a tip, but it was just that bad. And it was, I remember this only happening one time, but I was like, this person is getting this much. And it was less than 10%. And I don't care if it hurts their feelings.
Were you with me? It was either you or Robbie. It could have been either. It was one of y'all.
Very probably.
Where?
Anyway, continue.
But the service was so bad that the server was surprised that we tipped.
Oh, Lord.
Like, was that you?
I don't think it was me.
Okay, well, it happened. I don't remember the restaurant because several years ago, but the service was literally so bad that whenever we were, like, writing out the tip and everything, she was like, are you, like, thank you so much because, like, I was not expecting a tip whatsoever. And I'm like, well, that's sad. Like, you know.
Well, there's some stuff that's out of their control. And that's, like I said, that's totally understandable.
Well.
This
particular time, some stuff may have been out of her control, but some stuff. it doesn't matter now. We still tell, right. And the good news is she was
yeah,
happy.
It is an opportunity to witness and whatnot. Yeah. But like, there's just sometimes, man, if you are being spiteful and like intentionally providing bad customer service, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah.
Because like I said, that's what makes bad customer service is when you are just like, it's not that you're not trying. It's that you are actively trying to not be good.
Yeah.
Like that. I'm just like, no, because we had, I'm not going to say the place, even though we know, and I'm not going to say the situation.
We've already put so many on blast.
Well, there was just one person where like, there's two people that we have regularly had problems with where it's like, wow, don't want to get this person because they are going to be extremely rude.
Yeah.
They are not going to be attentive. They are probably going to get our order wrong. They're going to be argumentative about it. Like, why?
Did we tell the story of what happened to me that one time, that Sunday morning, at a particular establishment that's no longer around?
Is that the one that I had problems with on the same thing?
It wasn't just you. It was all of us.
Like, yeah. No, I don't think we did because we were so heated about it.
I was very... Okay, so I'm not going to call any names because, for one...
They're still alive and about.
Well, it doesn't even... It's not even about the... I'll just tell you what happened. We were at a... establishment, a local establishment that we frequented and we enjoyed. And they're...
I'm reliving it. I mean, so sad.
And it was a Sunday morning and we went after church. It was our whole crew.
I thought it was just us three.
No, not this particular time.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay, we're talking about different times.
Yeah.
Okay. Same establishment. Same establishment. Ironically.
Right. Well, there you go. This particular time, it was our whole crew. Matt and Brittany were there. Everybody was there. I ordered... what I always order.
Yeah,
like
every single time.
Like 100%
for
of the time.
For like at least a year.
Oh, for sure. Point. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Because there used to be a time when I would get a ribeye.
Yeah.
But then I went to the cuisine that the place else, offered. Yeah. So anyway, I ordered this dish and I order it a specific way, but it's not complicated. It's just not standard.
Right.
Long story made shorter, three revisions... They brought it out. It was wrong. I sent it back. They brought it out again. It was not only wrong, but they tried to modify it by taking food off of a different dish that was a different color. Like, it was literally like, hey, let's just try. In fact, I'll tell you this one detail. They tried to give me chicken from a different dish, but it was like shredded chicken instead of
versus
regular,
grilled finger chicken. Yeah.
They finally brought out the third one. And they were, and at this point, I am literally just...
You told them no.
Well, on the third one, I was like, no, I don't... It's okay. I've changed my mind. I don't want it.
I'll go elsewhere.
I said, I'm going to go to Popeye's afterwards. Yeah. They brought out a fourth dish that was correct, but I had already told them I did not want it. I was like... And the girl brought it out. She's like, here you go. I was like, no, I'm good. I'm really not trying to be rude, but I just... I don't want it. I'm sorry. Like at this point, Tyler, I remember you.
I was so done.
I was so because
no, here's the thing. I had not gone out to eat with y'all in weeks.
Right.
And it was like, come on, Tyler.
That was the thing is we had like convinced you to
my
come.
My first time going out to eat in like a month. And this happens. I was like, no more.
It was so bad.
Oh, I was so... Because I think one of the reasons why I had stopped was the experience that I had at that same place where I had asked. I had asked for an extra amount of something.
This was just us
on a Sunday morning. It was us three.
Yeah.
I said, I want to get this.
Yeah.
And I pointed on the menu. And I said, I want to get that too with it on the side.
Yeah.
It's extra.
In addition to.
I will pay this amount that you have here for this right here. Mm-hmm. I said these things. I said, I want this. Please bring this to me. I did not receive that. I was charged for that. I made the person aware of that.
Yeah.
That person was argumentative. That person was like, oh, well, you did very confrontational. It was like very short, would not listen to me. They're like, oh, you got that. I'm like, I'm here to tell you, I did not get that. Like, as a matter of fact, I got less of the normal thing that comes on there.
Right.
Not only did I not get what I asked for,
I got less
than what I was supposed to get if I had not asked for it. I said, it was not, like, I asked for it to be this. It was not this. I asked for it to be that. I was upsetting spaghetti. She just came up with a price off the top of her head to fix it. And it was still more expensive. It was
still more
than what it was supposed to be. Yeah. And like, we tried to tell her about it and she just kept getting more and more confrontational, and it was not good. It was not a good time.
Now, you did something that I would not have done.
Which was?
You ultimately paid for...
I ended up paying up more than what I should have.
Yeah. Because you not only...
I was ready for it to be over.
Well, I understand, because we all were. But you not only had the food issue, but there was also something to do with your drink. You got a water.
I got a water.
But she charged you for a soda. Yep. And you just paid it. Like, you, I understand you wanted it to be over.
I was done, dude. Yeah. I had reached my point at that. But that person... I chose to not. That was one of the people that I was like, I will not be waited on by that person again. Yeah. I've seen them at a different restaurant. I'm like, I will not be waited on by this person.
I can't.
Dude. I can't. To retain my witness.
Right.
And
for everyone's health involved.
Everyone's safety.
Yeah. I'm just not going to do that.
I just shut down, dude. I had shut down.
Let me ask you your opinion about what they did to me. Like, after I had already said...
That was... You had said no, they should have stopped. Do you think that's good?
Like,
no.
To their... I'm trying to be devil's advocate. To their credit, do you think that they were like...
They were trying to prove they can get it.
We really need to make this right.
I get that. But you had already said no, don't worry about it.
That's true. Because part of me, like, after the fact...
I appreciate... That they wanted to get it right. They wanted to get it right. They wanted to make sure, like...
But they did have multiple opportunities.
They had three other opportunities to get it right, and they did not. And the thing about it is, but, like, to your credit, you're there every week ordering the exact same thing, basically every week.
To my credit.
To
my shame.
Right. To their credit, like... I feel like they just wanted to prove that they could get it right. And they're like, look, this person's here all the time. We want to make sure that we end this right. But they also should have just left it whenever you were like, nah, I'm done.
Because it really, should have just left it really made it worse. It made me mad.
Well, because they tried to charge you for it too.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
That was.
Because I told them, I was like, no, I do not want this.
I'm not paying for this. I did not eat this.
Right. I'm not going to do
it. Yeah, no. I that was.
What a terrible time.
Yeah, no. What a terrible time.
So to get back to you ask me.
Sorry. we just like started ranting about all our bad experiences.
You asked me about like what makes good customer service. Yeah. And what we're trying to say is a little bit of effort goes a long, long way.
The bare minimum.
Little bit of caring, like genuine. Because here's the thing. Like,
I just got another flashback.
People can tell when you're being fake.
Absolutely.
Especially like when you are so clearly indifferent. Oh man. It's always painful sometimes to see like I would almost rather you just not even try to act like you care. I would rather you look at me and be like, sir, I've been here since 7 AM. I really don't care about this right now. And I would almost have more respect for that. Be like, fair enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it. For me, it's the, like, just don't, like, if things are going bad, don't make it worse. Like,
for
intentionally.
Sure.
Like, don't be combative. Don't be, like, just argumentative. Like, because I remember that specific experience that you had with the four dishes.
Mm-hmm.
That person was, like, lying about... certain things.
She did lie.
She was just like, this is my first yada yada yada. She had been there for like a month.
She said that that this day that we were here was her sixth day.
Yeah.
What she did not remember is that 2 weeks prior to this date, she had served just me and Sarah.
That made it worse to me.
Like, and I'm like,
She was trying to
remember us, but I remember you because your first experience was also bad.
She was trying to make it to where you wouldn't be as mad at her, which I get.
I get it.
But because you lied and were caught in your lie, it made it way worse.
And another thing too, like, I was clearly not happy, but I wasn't being rude.
You weren't by
I
any
didn't
means.
Do anything. No. I was clearly not happy.
Like, to me, it just circles back around to something that I've said almost every episode that we talk about something like this. Communication.
Open, honest communication.
And every aspect, every type of relationship, whether it be romantic, platonic, business, like consumer oriented, like just say, look, I'm sorry, I messed up. What is the order supposed to be?
And I'm going to tell you right now, if I do say so myself, if you want an example of good quality customer service, check out our Patreon.
A little bit of shameless promo. I thought you were going to remember that guy's name and be like, go find this guy.
No, fam, just check out our Patreon. Because over there, we provide stuff early.
Wow.
We give
updates. Exclusive content?
Exclusive content. We give updates. Yeah. Like for example.
When we had COVID.
When we had COVID. If you follow us on social media, you didn't know. But if you follow us, or if you're a supporter,
we sure didn't update
on social media. But our Patreon supporters, not only did they know that we had COVID, they continued to receive episodes that did not go live.
They did.
Because it was like, you know what?
We're going to take care.
We got to take care of them. We'll take some customer service
overall,
tips from Cody and Tyler.
Right. I didn't want to talk about this just to like blast people and bad experiences that we've had.
I think we've got some stuff off of our chest.
We did. We shared some good stories, but like to our customer service workers, just don't lie and don't be argumentative. To our consumers, just be patient, understanding.
Yes.
Know your worth.
Right. And real quick, have you seen those videos of, I think it's Jack Vail on YouTube. Uh-huh. He'll call like Walmart.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, hey, just wondering, do you guys have any of the new iPad in stock? And he's got someone inside videoing the employee. And they'll be like, I don't know, let me go check.
And he'll
video like, what do they do? Some of them are like, they hang up the phone, they genuinely go look, they don't see it, or they do see it or whatever. But then there's other times when they like hang up the phone and they just sit there and they wait and they're like, no, we don't have it. And then he goes inside and like points to it. Here it is. Like,
you just told me you didn't have it.
Well, I don't know if there's a moment of confrontation, but he shows you, the viewer, like, it's right here.
No, if I go through that trouble, there will be a moment of confrontation.
those videos are quite funny.
Oh my Lord, no, I couldn't imagine. Be patient, be understanding,
and most importantly, do better.
Yeah,
I am. I'm going to do something we've never done this before.
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm going to forfeit my topic and just focus on, let this be just about customer service.
Okay.
Because your boy,
look, it's totally understandable.
Is a little tired.
It's okay. We've been talking for a while about customer service.
You know, I'm just a little drained by it all, really.
Honestly,
we've had some good experiences.
Yeah,
we've had some bad experiences.
Like with the guy with Pizza Hut. Like, it was such a great experience.
So good.
We still talk about it.
Still talk about him.
Because it was just that great of
I wish so bad that I could remember his name. I do feel like it starts with an A, but I could be wrong.
I don't know.
But I would love to run into him somewhere else.
I think I saw him at Walmart one day, but he was talking to somebody, so I didn't like interrupt him or anything.
He was probably providing them with excellent customer service.
Amazing customer service.
So, just so you know. Well, speaking of services that are provided...
This week on Drop the Bop, I'm here to bring you some amazing customer service. Why? Where did this come? Why is this starting? Oh, man. This week on Drop the Bop, we're bringing a good bop for you, like usual.
Thank God.
Well, I mean, like, it's like a bop. It's not like a slow bop. Right. This is like a bop. It's called Never Wanna Go Back by Kevin Jones and Charity Gale.
All right.
Right?
All right.
Right? It is reminiscent of Heavenly to me.
Ooh,
I
really?
Know. A fan favorite, one of our first bops by our good friend of the show, friend of you, listener, Kristen Hicks.
/
And the Sangria Brothers.
And now she's Chris.
Oh, well, she's Chris Sangria now.
Sangria, yeah.
Yeah, congratulations, friend, if you're listening.
Yay.
Wow.
This has been happening for a while, but we just now.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
She's been married.
But this other song.
That's not by them.
Right. It's really good. Of course, Never Want to Go Back. the words, of course.
Of course.
Wonderful. Never want to go back to the way things used to be. Always want to move forward. Don't want to be stagnant. It is super fun to sing. I cannot wait to finish learning it.
I can't wait to be able to sing again.
Right. Oh, Lord. I cannot wait to tell y'all about all this stuff.
Yeah.
But it's too soon.
Yeah. I can't do it right now.
No. I physically don't have the breath.
What's going to happen right now? Well, just you know, look forward to that. It's going to come in the coming weeks.
Wow. If you're on Patreon, you're going to get it sooner.
Yeah, you're going to get it sooner. Talk about customer service. Wow.
I've had a wonderful time today, bro.
Bro, it's been a wonderful time. I have been, I have experienced feelings.
Yes.
I have went down nostalgia. Memory lane.
Yes.
Nostalgia.
Good time.
Some
good, some bad.
Blood pressure is a little high right now. All right. But that's okay.
You know why it's okay?
Why?
Because he's good.
Oh, he's worthy.
Worthy.
To be praised.
To be praised.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. If you like that, you can subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter and give us a follow at That Table Pod. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and please share this podcast with your friends and your family.
Please.
If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the description where you'll find a short list that we've provided for your convenience. Speaking of customer service, we thank you so much, guys, for hanging out with us again today. It has been our pleasure to serve you. And as always, until next time,
be blessed.